jams it home with a big right hand on top of everybody, and UNI is back up by five.
Like, just when I thought that play, that dunk, could not get any more cool or any more, better said, I guess, enjoyable, hearing JW's highlight where Kevin Boyle is laughing like a schoolgirl in the background. Like, KB is just so overcome with what basketball event he has just witnessed that he has no analysis other than just laughing like a schoolgirl. And laughing right there is the play-by-play voice, JW Cox. JW, like, I mean, kid, how about KB? I mean, just in fine form, like always yesterday. But you could tell, like, at certain points, especially towards the end, like, he was really feeling it, and that was cool.
Oh man, cool. I'm glad you started there, because I hadn't really thought back on it, and we're, you know, like, we're way down on the list of, like, you know, importance. But for us, there were so many times we had so much fun calling that tournament, and I hope it came through to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were so many times where, you know, it went well more than it went bad, right? And
yep.
He and I both, you know, we've watched a lot of basketball, and we know that it's 40 minutes long and a lot can happen, so we're never counting chickens over there. But they played so well, and there were so many times where all we could do is just look at each other and be like, wow. And in timeouts, just in the ad breaks, we were talking, and Angela, our board op, I'm sure she had the best laughs hearing whatever we would be saying in between those timeouts. But we had so much fun, and I'm happy for him too. That, you know, I mean, he's been around and seen a lot of ball, and been through the last 10 years of, you know, either whether it was near misses and COVID and all that, and so he was excited to see that. And I always appreciate, you know, having him along. We had a whole lot of fun.
There's so many places to go with the conversation of what unfolded this weekend. In a record-breaking conference tournament championship win, of course, with the four wins in 4 days, having never been done before. But I think as it all continues to marinate for me, JW, a few things that come to mind is after, I want to say, the Southern Illinois loss at home, which pretty much put you and I out of the equation to get a first-round bye, Tristan Smith told you post-game, and I don't remember exactly. So basically he just intimated, like, no, we're going to go to St. Louis and we're going to get some stuff done down there. Like, don't abandon this team. And then it also makes me think, like, Jake talking throughout the whole season from media day beyond, like, we really like our team. Like, we know we got a really good team. And when it was like the 5-game losing streaks going on and you're having the conversations around the water cooler that I know I had, and you're overanalyzing everything. You're like, man, but, you know, you get to St. Louis and, like, they got the pieces, and look what happened, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly the thought that I had throughout the year, right? Sometimes it's hard to make people believe that, right? Like, I'm a super positive person, and it's hard to come on and say when a team has lost 5 straight, it's hard to say, no, they're better than that. This is a mirage. This isn't who they are. But I saw them at their best, right? Like, I saw every minute of this season except for 2 games, basically. And I saw this team play really well at St. Mary's. All the same games that Coach Jake will talk about that were either near misses or big-time wins. And then you could also, Cole, back it up with the numbers of going into that Drake game when the Panthers had been fully healthy. Their scoring margin, which to me is obviously a key indicator of what goes on, their scoring margin was plus 12 or better. It was over plus 12, and that would be top 25 in the country for a scoring margin. So at their best, at their healthiest, this team could play with and beat anybody. And that then all came together. And for me, this is what KB and I talked about a lot, especially after we got past Evansville. It was, I know you gotta scout your opponent. You gotta understand how they're gonna defend you, how you need to defend them. But so much of what had to happen over last weekend was the Panthers, because you knew their defense was gonna show up and give them a chance to win. So then it became, how many shots can you knock down? How many open looks can you generate? How many runs can you withstand from another good team? Because let's make no mistake, Bradley was a very good team and gave the Panthers their best shot in that second half. UIC gave the Panthers their absolute best shot. I know that, you know, Bradley was the 2 seed, but I know it was a 5 seed and the 1 seed and the 4 seed had all been bounced already. But the Panthers got really good shots from really good teams, and they were just better. It was just a flat good team that we saw take home that title, and that's the team that, that they've been building towards and trying to put together all year.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Illinois State, Bradley, UIC really put good performances together. They just ran into the old buzzsaw, as we're talking about here, which was you and I peaking at the perfect time, and it wasn't just, yeah, they're healthy, so they can be, you know, they got all their parts, and when they got all their parts, they're a really good team. But it's one thing to have all your parts. It's another thing when all those parts all seem to be playing their best game at the same time. And I asked Ben Jacobson about that today, J-Dub, at his press conference, and it was very interesting that he responded and said, you know, a lot of people have been bringing that up to me, and it's what's really stood out is it's been a lot of former players have reached out to Jake and said, what we just watched the last 3 days was some of the best Panther basketball we've ever seen, and the type of Panther basketball that we remember when we've been in NCAA tournaments.
Yeah, and what that speaks to me most about, that's, you know, it's not just being good, it's being gritty. And the guy that he brought up to you today was Johnny Moran, right? Right. Like, and that is the definition of a gritty Panther team. A team that, that was led by Johnny Moran would be that. And that's what they had, because that's what you needed when Bradley was being physical and Bradley was trying to come back and cut into that game on Saturday night. And then UIC, they got some big-time physical guys down low, and their guards can just put their head down and run into your chest. And the Panthers did not give an inch. And I think that's something that, yeah, you had to work towards, and we've seen over the last couple of years where maybe the Panthers wouldn't be the most physical team on the floor or the grittiest team on the floor. And the Panthers, for, you know, the 70-plus hours that they played, four games in that stretch, they were always the grittiest team on the floor, and that's why they were able to win those games.
J.W. Cox, you and I, men's basketball play-by-play voice, our guest on this Monday edition of The Drive. We're recapping the UNI Panthers with their remarkable Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship this weekend. How about Leon Bond? Understandably so, much of the conversation about Trey Campbell as he wins Most Outstanding Player. But Leon, to, you know, self-admittedly, I didn't have a good game against Evansville, and then bounces back in such a big way that he ends up being on the all-tournament team. And I just thought, like, his court decisions hit another level those last three games.
Yeah, his presence on the floor on both ends, I thought, Cole, was a big indicator. And yeah, he's humble, and he would say he didn't have a good game against Evansville. But A, he still ended up with 10 points. He got to the line late and hit some clutch free throws. And B, he changed that game in the second half defensively because they moved him onto the point guard, and their point guard could do nothing against Leon Bond. And then that carried over, right? Doing that, making that the lineup and that the matchup for, with Leon on the primary ball handler, that became what happened over the next part of the next three games. It was a big part of it. Then, yeah, he hit a shot. I don't know that I've been happier all year long on the air, Cole, than when LB's first three-pointer went down in that second game against Illinois State. Because he went 0 for 6, and he had open threes, and he was missing everything. And it was like, oh, my goodness, man. He's hit, though. He's hitting better than 40% of the season. He can't go cold right now. And then he got that one, and it was over. And he hit, you know, he hit a handful more, and he had his two 19-point games, and then impacted the offense in the way that we've gotten used to as well. And that is how a Panther team cruises like they did, is with Leon Bond hitting those shots. And so he just kept at it. His mentality is always in the right place, right? Like, if I can help this team, but even if things go wrong, I'm not going to get down on myself. I'm definitely not going to get down on my teammates, because I'm going to bounce back and I'm going to get another opportunity. And that's what they did. And they rolled with that opportunity all the way to the title.
It was cool to see the media that wasn't, you know, of course, local media catch on to how good of a story Trey Campbell is at UNI, along with the fact of just how well he played over the weekend. And I think for guys like us, JW, perhaps the best way to sum it up for Trey over the weekend is as simple as, if Trey Campbell starts cracking a smile here and there and starts getting and starts beating on his chest maybe once or twice a game, late in a game when a big play happens, if you're not on his team, you are in big, big trouble.
Yeah, he did. And as Coach Jake said today, he took it to another level, and it was that kind of that energy, right? Like, he was determined that this was going to be how this part of the story was going to go. It wasn't going to end too early for him in Cedar Falls. And I think in so doing, he went from being a really good all-time Panther, right? The numbers show that.
Yeah.
His consistency shows that. Everything he had already done, even before this week, showed that he was going to be an all-timer to put on this uniform. But winning this title and leading this team the way he did, I mean, he's right up there with the best of the best now, not just in numbers, but with the impact he's going to leave. And, of course, yes, you throw in the fact that he's from right here in Cedar Falls, and it's just an all-time great story, spending 4 years here. And I did, like, I had taken to calling him the calm commander sometimes throughout the end of the season.
Like that.
He was still that, like, because he never gets too high where he is going to throw himself over the edge in the moment. But he wasn't as calm as we had seen Trey, because there were big shots, there were big moments, and he knew how important those was. And I think that's why he let it go, right? Cole, he was at the end, right?
Yeah.
That's always a funny thing in tournament play for me, and it was a dynamic with this team as well. With each passing stage, I'm ready to celebrate, be like, yeah, here we go. We're going from the quarterfinals to the semifinals, going to the championship. Nobody else is ready to celebrate yet. Right? Nobody on the team or the coaching staff, because they know there's another rung they're trying to climb. They're ready to celebrate when they cut down the nets, but not before that. And so I think for Trey, that final release of emotion in that last game that you saw when he started hitting those big shots, and you could tell that UIC had given their last push, that's why he felt like he could do that, because the job was finished for this stage of where the Panthers are, and Trey was a huge part of getting them there.
What March can conjure out of a college basketball senior is like undefeated. Like we get treated to it every year, be it, you know, in this case, from, you know, the school right here, you and I. But if you watch March Madness at all, there are those stories every year of the senior that goes on an absolute tear at the end of their career, and what a treat that, you know, in this instance, it's Trey. I don't know if you have, but maybe you saw the bracketology from CBS today where you and I is a 12 seed taking on Kansas.
Wouldn't that be something? I did not see the opponent. I've seen a lot of chatter about a 12 seed, but yeah, taking on Kansas. It's funny, my wife's grandma is actually, she always rooted for Kansas, and so that was one of the first things she said when I took this job, that she'll always remember that. And she texted me congratulations yesterday and said, all right, Kansas better watch out. So who knows? I don't know if that's going to come to fruition, but she assured me she's rooting for you and I this time if that does happen.
I'm trying to speak that into existence. That's basically what I'm doing there.
Yeah.
JW,
let's do it.
Great stuff, man. You know, I'll look forward to catching up with you here again. And it seems to me, you know, I think it's easy to feel this way if, like, quote unquote, it's the team in your backyard, your team, whatever it is. But 21-6, this team, when they've got all their guys, nobody's gonna want to play these guys, these Panthers.
17-1 when they got to 70 points. Like, 70 points in a college basketball game in 2026 school is not actually that much, right? Like, That's not an obscene amount of numbers, and the defense was good enough where they could win just about every time they got there. So teams better watch out.
Great stuff. Great calls by you and KB all weekend long. Really appreciate it. And, man, enjoy yourself, right? It's work, but, make sure not to get caught up. Enjoy yourself in all this, too.
Will do. I appreciate it, Cole. Thanks for all your help and everything you do and your partnership. It's been fun to take all the listeners along for the ride, and we're not done yet.
Yeah, my pleasure. Take care. Have a good night, J-Dub.
All right, we'll see you.